This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we take the mic on the road to Drive. That's the Drive Economic Development Entity located in Danville along Railroad Street is their headquarters. But Drive functions to bring economic development to the five-county region of Columbia, Montour, Snyder Union, and Northumberland counties. We're joined today by their executive director, Jennifer Wakeman, for an update on what they do there and what kind of projects we can expect in the near future. Thanks for joining us on the program, and thanks for being with us, Jennifer.
Jennifer, let's begin with just the definition of Drive for folks who haven't heard about it, which is starting to become more difficult because it seems like there's a lot going on, but the nutshell version of what you do here.
Sure. So Drive is an economic development entity that serves five counties in the region, Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union. And primarily our role is to connect businesses that are either coming into the area looking for a place to call home and set up an operation with either land or services, and also to help the businesses that are here grow and thrive, connect to services that they may need to meet challenges, you know, overcome anything from expansion requirements to infrastructure issues, financing, help. We don't do the financing, but we can, you know, help them figure out what grants might work, what other funding, loans, things like that might be available, and then send them to our local partners who actually do that work. So making connections is a lot of what we do.
And I know 20, 30 years ago, I would interview people running for county office, and they would say, I want to bring jobs to the area. Is that something that now places like this do instead, or is that you working with everyone together?
It's definitely a group effort. Bringing jobs is always sort of the focus of economic development. It's one of them. But in today's labor market, it seems kind of silly to talk about jobs. So really, it's more about diversifying the economy. So providing an array of different job options and having an economy that is vibrant, and but also resilient. So we haven't put all of our eggs in one basket, as it were. You know, there's not one major employer that, gee whiz, if they go under, everything, you know, the whole town falls apart or the community falls apart, whatever that looks like. So it's really about kind of having a diverse economy that provides a lot of different opportunities for family sustaining wages, things like that.
Okay. And just a little history. I mean, how did this come together? Was this something that's being done at other locations that some folks here said, let's do this? Or, you know, just give me the structure of it.
So we were originally organized by groups from Columbia and Montour County. There was a task force that formed in 2015, had a lot of meetings that went into 2015 until they settled on the structure. We are a council of governments, so we are, there's a lot of legal definition around that, but basically we exist under the Intergovernmental Cooperation Act. So that is any level of government, whether it's a municipality, a county, something like that, they can come together and form organizations, that are councils of government. And that was strictly a means to an end, really. And it has worked out well because as this sort of quasi-governmental entity, we are able to do things that, you know, if it was a 501c6 corporation, we couldn't do. As an example, you know, with the Sunbury Textile Project or the hospital project, or even where we are now here in Danville at the former Metso Minerals, there was a donation of land. So it was a benefit to the company to donate their land to us and allow us to redevelop it. So they get a tax benefit. If you're a 501c6, that's not something you can do. So there was sort of, I don't know that that was exactly what they were envisioning when they kind of came up with the structure, but it definitely has played into a certain level of our success, being able to do those kinds of things.
I spoke to one of the Chamber of Commerce directors recently, and we said, for you to work for a place called Drive makes sense. You feel driven. I mean, you're always on top of something. I mean, there's just been so much going on. It seems like half the headlines anymore are related in some way to what you do here. So let's kind of get an update on, you know, what has gone on in these past, you've been here 6 years, I guess, something like that?
I think I'm in my seventh year.
In your seventh, okay.
Something like that.
But, you know, lots of projects going on. And the big one, of course, that comes to my mind is Encina, which is on its way, most likely. I guess there's still some hoops to go through for that.
There's some permitting things that need to be done at the state level related to, with DEP primarily, but also the Susquehanna River Basin Commission. Things like that related to the plans for that site. So there are still some permits that need to be acquired, but everything is moving forward. They've gotten some comments back from DEP on an initial submission, which is really common. That's how it's done. You sort of say, here's what we think, give us your feedback. There's a lot of give and take on those sorts of things. So that is underway. That project continues to move forward, and we're really excited about the opportunity that it's going to bring for the region.
Okay. And job-wise, what refresh me on that. What
300 is the number that we have had from the beginning. So 300 jobs when it's all said and done. Now, there will be significantly more shorter-term jobs that are created from the construction. Mm. We saw the same thing when the power plant was built in Shamokin Dam. You know, it was 900 jobs. Well, those are short-term construction jobs, but hey, for the people who are working them, particularly the folks from the region who are working them, it's great to be able to work a job that is in your backyard and go home at night. You know, you're not having to go far away for work. So that's kind of cool.
Okay. And just the your headquarters itself is a big change from what, 5-6 years ago, because you went from the old Woodbine building to coming down here. Kind of explain to me what is on this site.
We have, aside from our own offices, we also have Startup Danville, which is an incubator that was put in place by the Bucknell Small Business Development Center. They operate that. It is really for companies, businesses that are in their infancy and getting started, trying to get a foothold. It offers some subsidized workspace, but it also provides programming and what they like to refer to as inspiration by collision. Sometimes you're just in a room with someone who is kind of going through similar things, and you can have conversations about that and come up with creative solutions. So that's kind of on one side of the building. The rest of the building is our business hub, and that is really geared towards companies that are in that next level of growth. They have their feet under them. They know they have a marketable product or service or whatever it is that they're doing. And now they've moved on to the next level of, you know, they might have questions and I don't want to say issues because that has a negative connotation, but challenges around whatever it might be, HR, accounting, you know, all the things that come when your company begins to grow. And how do you grow in a way that you don't get too far out over your skis. You know, it's a sustainable growth. And so there's programming available from the SBDC. We got a grant from the USDA, a rural business development grant, to provide programming for the folks in that space. We have office space available. It's all kind of, and it's market rate offices. So it's sort of that next level up to kind of maybe, we're really trying to create an ecosystem in the space for businesses to come here, grow, and continue to stay here in the region.
Okay. And the, I'm sure counties have always worked together to some degree on things, but I think, does this not kind of erase those county lines at times to put, you know, one board of commissioners working with another because it's going to benefit everybody in the end?
Correct. And actually, I can't say enough good things about my board. We have a commissioner from each of the five counties is on the board, and then we have two community members from each of the five counties. And it's a great group. We're really fortunate to have the level of talent and expertise on our board. But it definitely does, the way you said it, exactly that. Erase those county lines because we know rising tide lifts all boats. We know folks from Sealands Grove will drive to Danville for a job and vice versa. So really it's a win for any of the counties in the region. It's a win for the region. It's a win for everyone. And I'm really fortunate to have a board that really embraces that, and it doesn't really break down into, well, you got this or you're getting that and we're not. And, you know, it's all very much what's best for the region. And so it's a different approach. And I don't think there are a lot of places to do that. That was kind of the impetus behind Drive in the first place, was to provide that forum for discussion about regional outlook. And, you know, let's look at what the whole region needs, not just one particular town or area or county.
Okay. Now, what's kind of in the pipeline right now that, I mean, obviously not things you can't talk about yet, but things that are out there that people may have missed, but some of the big stuff going on right now that's originated here, basically, at least in bringing it to the area.
Sure. Certainly, we're still doing a lot of work on the former Sunbury Hospital site. We have all of the outbuildings in that campus area are either under agreement to be sold, have been sold, or are leased. So all that remains is the main hospital building itself, and we have some plans in the works for that. And so that'll be sort of the next big thing, I think, that comes down the pike for us. Certainly the ongoing redevelopment in Valley Township, now that the Days Inn has been demolished or nearly demolished, and the redevelopment of that will get underway here, within the next year, certainly. It all depends on construction timelines and whatnot. But that was a really big win. And I actually think I had some conversation actually earlier this week with some folks who are really looking at having that eyesore gone is really going to open up the entire redevelopment, I think, of that interchange in a way that we haven't seen before, at least as long as I've been here, and I've been here since 1995. So,
but yeah, that area out there seems ripe for revitalization.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you have, it's the gateway to Danville, and you want it to be as vibrant and attractive and appealing as Danville and all of that brings to the table, and it's just not right now. Yeah. It needs some love, and we think it's going to get there.
Okay. Sounds like something to really look forward to seeing when that is, that's what you see when you get off the interstate to this county. Other projects that are kind of moving through right now?
We have a company, a lot I mentioned earlier, and you talked about Encina. That's, a big investment coming in from outside the area. We have a local company that we've been working with, oh my goodness, probably since 2018. They've been in a site in Northumberland County, and they want to grow. They need to grow. They need more space. And we've been around and around and looked at different sites and back and forth and all sorts of things. And they finally found a home, still in Northumberland County, in a different location. So we're really excited about the growth that they're going to see. Probably won't be moving until, I would expect, early 2024. But so can't go too far out. I don't want to, again, not my story to tell. It's their story. So I'm trying to be respectful of that. But it's going to allow them to grow their business and really meet the goals that they had back in 2018. And so we're really excited to see that one kind of come to fruition, because it's been just a lot of emails back and forth and, hey, this is available and what works and what doesn't work and what do you need? And, to be able to keep them here, keep their employees here, and then allow them to expand, they're going to be able to add more employees, more staff. Grow their business. That's kind of the other exciting piece of the puzzle.
Okay. I sometimes wonder if maybe more forward thinking 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago might have made for a better situation today with the big box stores and things that were open and then closed, and now you've got those, and what do you do with them? Is that something you kind of deal with, bringing, making them useful again?
We not so much with commercial retail, simply because we were very behind the time on that. If something hits, it hits here 6 months to 2 years later.
Okay.
I think the large redevelopment, certainly we have malls in the region that's going to be challenging. And I think some folks have interesting ideas about how to redevelop those. Mostly we're dealing with, or primarily we're dealing with redevelopment of previously utilized industrial sites. Okay. And those are always challenging because, you know, there's potentially environmental issues frequently if they were older manufacturing sites. This facility is a great example of that. Fortunately, the previous owners had gone through done all the work to do the remediation and get the sort of the sign off. It's called an Act II covenant, but the sign off from DEP basically saying, we understand there was previous contamination. You've done everything you could possibly do. You know, there's sort of a release of liability for anyone coming in. So it makes the site more appealing to a potential new user. Certainly the Celotex site in Sunbury is one that we're constantly looking for, you know, a way to redevelop that, bring new jobs and revitalize that, you know, brownfield site is the technical name for it. So, that's a lot of what we do. But our goal is always to not stand in the way of private enterprise, but really de-risk an investment, or make a site, less risky for private investment. Sometimes we get involved. Certainly we did here at the Mezzo site. We did a lot of work. We had a $1 million grant to redo the rail access, the access road, things like that. We just sold the last two buildings and the rest of the land off, so there will be new development here in Danville. A construction and lumber products company will be moving in. So that's an example of that de-risking. It would have cost them a lot of money to make the site usable. They are still having to invest a lot of money to do it, but we made it appealing because the rail was already done. The access roads were done. So that's sort of how we work. It's not to let's swoop in and get something before private enterprise gets it. Hey, if private enterprise wants to make an investment, by all means, please do. That's our goal. Let us help you do that. But sometimes a site needs a little extra help or a little extra love to make that work and to make it appealing. That's kind of what we're doing at Sunbury Hospital. We're looking at that as we don't have the wherewithal to necessarily redevelop that entire site. We're trying to make it so that somebody who has a vision for that can come in and with minimal risk, make an investment that's going to pan out for them, pan out for the community, and be a benefit for everyone.
Okay. So a lot to watch going on and a lot that's already underway. And folks who would like more information about Drive and the work here, their website, the best place to send them?
Absolutely. The website has all kinds of information. It's www.driveindustry.com. That has information, everything from potential, you know, sites and buildings that are available to zoning maps to information about our broadband network and how to get access to that, who the ISPs are that are serving customers. So anything you would need to know is that's probably the best place to start.
And sounds like regardless of who you are, whether you're industrial owner or just a curious citizen.
Absolutely. Yep. We invite anyone to check that out. And, you know, we try and keep it as up to date as possible. And if there's information they can't find, our phone number's on there. You can always call.
That wraps up today's program. Jennifer Wakeman has been our guest on the WPGM Community Forum. She is the executive director of this economic development entity based in Danville, serving five counties, known as Drive. If you'd like more information, again, that website is driveindustry.com. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.